Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afqer and thank you so much for being here with us in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Really very happy that Miriam Katz is with us today. Really, I feel it's really a special call and it will be very powerful. She's been here with us maybe more than a year ago, and I really love the energy that she brings and how she's able to really create this really loving and very safe space where she's helping us to see ourselves and to embrace every part of ourselves and helping us to find the root cause of maybe our wounds or trauma and really to heal that. So I was really fascinated about the experiences that we had here with her and how she works with some of you or if you were during those calls. And yeah, that was so powerful. And so today we will talk with her about shamanic magic retrievals. She will be sharing about that maybe more in details, and she will also do a group process to help us tap into our inner magic. And also during the Q&A, so you can have your shamanic magic retrieval to receive it. She will guide you through it if you want. So if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand to by pressing star 2 to talk to Miriam. And if you are on the webcast, you can type in your questions and comments in the question box. And so just let me share with you a little bit about Miriam. So she is a shamanic healer who taps into the power of nature and the cosmos using ritual, divination, and facilitation to help her clients release emotional, physical, energetic, and spiritual blocks to joy and fulfillment. As an intuitive, she is deeply attuned to others' energy and has a strong connection with the spirit world. Miriam connects with the essence of energy, the core spark that lies at the core of trauma and or wounding, to transform energetic obstructions into sources of personal power. Her authentic presence and gentle guidance facilitate transformation and release. So Miriam, welcome to the show. Very happy that you are with us today.
Thank you, Monsef. It's so great to be back.
Wonderful. Yeah, very excited that you're here with us today, and also that we will be talking about very very interesting topic about magic retrievals, and because recently you had like really powerful mystical experience where you received like the gift of using this mystical medicine. So very excited about that. So maybe in the beginning, if you can maybe share maybe in general about your work, like what you do, how you help your clients, and then we can maybe start talking about the magic retrievals.
Absolutely. So I like to say I'm an energy healer turned shamanic healer, and the distinctions keep becoming more and more clear to me where, you know, an energy healer learns all of these tools, and they're certainly channeling energy and opening things up for their clients to release blocks and bring in light. And as I moved into the realm of shamanism and shamanic healing, what I learned is that it's for the healer, my role is often and usually to step aside and to allow spirit in, to invite spirit in, and have spirit do the work. And the results that come up are often much greater than what I was able to achieve working alone. You know, we're never working alone, but kind of working through my own tools that I'd accumulated in helping people. And so the services that I offer for people are three kinds. I do divination, so channeling information from the universe, from the cosmos, for clients, oftentimes asking the big picture questions like, who am I? What's my life purpose? What talents and gifts do I bring? And really providing a context for the healing work that we do together. And then I also do shamanic healing, and so I work with clients remotely and I work with clients in person, and use a lot of tools, shamanic tools like rattling or drumming, singing, calling in the spirit, with the intention of my client in mind to bring healing to them. And I like to say that healing, you know, I once heard it said that healing is gardening and it's weeding. And so there's the removal of the energies that aren't serving us, that are getting in our way, and then there's the planting and bringing in of light and other energies that can help us to work more smoothly, more effectively. And then the third service that I offer is shamanic coaching. And this is a system that kind of came through me over the years. It's evolved, and I started out as a life coach. And the more I did life coaching, the more this process started coming out of dialoguing, encouraging the client to dialogue with the energies in their body to find out, you know, why they've been kind of acting certain ways, repetitive mm-hmm. emotional patterns that aren't helpful to them, or, you know, physical illness. And so dialoguing with the source of them to provide release. And I'm at the point, excitedly, of beginning to roll out that process to other people, developing training for people, because it's incredible how in just one session, you know, conditions like tinnitus and insomnia and chronic pain have cleared up. And so, you know, the time has come to make it more available to the masses. So that's mm-hmm. one of my next projects.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. Yeah, it will be really wonderful if you share your process with so many, because this will help so many people to benefit from it, because as one person maybe there is limitation to the number of people that we can work with, but when you share your knowledge and your processes, it really can help much more people. So yeah. Thank you for doing that. And as I said earlier, I read in your website you shared about your experience with the magic retrievals and your mystical experience. So I would love if maybe you can share with us a little bit about that. Like what did you experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of my kind of ongoing growth and development, I'm part of a shamanic collective, a group of really powerful women who come together twice a month and, you know, kind of journey into the realm of the mystical, into shamanic tools, and teach each other what we know and what spirit shares with us. And so for this particular one, the magic retrieval was a total surprise. I wasn't anticipating it at all. What I was doing was calling in the oversoul of birds, and so every species of any animal or plant has an oversoul, you know, so like a particular kind of bird, like a cardinal, for example, would have an oversoul, you know, that unites all of them. And then there is, so I called in the bird oversoul that oversees all of the different types of birds, and we were calling in the oversoul of birds in order to put out a call for feathers so we could create some shamanic tools for healing. And unexpectedly, what the oversoul of birds showed me a fan that I could create, and all of these different types of birds that would be contributing feathers to the fan and where I could find them. And then it told me that I could use it for magic retrievals. And I said, what is a magic retrieval? And the oversoul of birds explained that it is a process by which you are bringing back a lost part of a person's magic. These pieces of magic can be consciously left behind as we transition from childhood to adulthood, or they sometimes can be taken by other people, you know, or affected. We can be negatively affected by other people who tell us that some part of us isn't valid, and so we leave it behind. Sometimes they're lost in past lives. Sometimes they're lost much more recently. And so these pieces, and sometimes I found them stored in different chakras in the body. And so they could be all sorts of different places and lost for all sorts of reasons. But, you know, having magic gives us the ability to connect into something, kind of the realms of the mystical, something that goes beyond our ordinary concept of what the world is made up of and what our experience, what kind of experience we can have. And so, you know, when we're children, we're often very connected with magic, you know, dreaming what we want the world to be like and what kind of powers and abilities we might have. And as we grow up, it becomes less socially acceptable for us to have those. But now I really feel that we're at a time when the world is shifting. And so, you know, it's becoming much more acceptable for us to tune into our unique gifts and bring those to the world, whether, you know, everyone we talk to is going to recognize that consciously or not. And so the time has come to start bringing back these pieces of our abilities, our ability to manifest, to tap into inner guidance and truth, to bring more love to the world. These are kind of some of the realms of magic that that can be retrieved for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, like it was, and maybe also it's still some aspects are less socially acceptable. But when we step into that, when we tap into our gifts and share our truth and with authenticity, like it's there where the change happens, and it's there that the society starts changing and becomes more acceptable of those things which are our true nature. So it's by taking the decision, each one of us, the more there are people who share their gifts, and the more like we will live like a global experience that is much more, how to say, there's more acceptance and more love in it.
Absolutely. And thankfully, the vast majority of us, you know, on this planet, or at least those who are listening to this call, we're at a point where it's actually safe to step into our power. You know, whereas in the past, witches were burned and, you know, kind of people who were engaged in mystical arts were tracked down and considered, you know, yes, threats to the church or through whatever institutions of power. And we're at the point where it's, you know, it's safe. It's safe to hold our own power again. And magic is part of that. And I was, before the call, I was tuning into the oversoul of birds with gratitude for bringing this gift and asking what more it really feels like a they, kind of a transcendent energy, neither male nor female, but what they wanted us to know. And the message that came through is that everything is magic. So even a move as simple as, you know, a physical move, moving your arm, that is magic, right? There's an animating force that is behind it, the force that is where intention and will come together to move matter. And so magic exists in all different spheres, and there are some that we're much more comfortable with, right, like the physical sphere, moving our bodies, you know, writing, creating, things like that. And the question that the Oversoul of Birds was bringing to us is, what is your sphere? You know, what spheres are calling you, what spheres of magic are calling you to engage in them? And when will you answer the call to increase your magic and to engage in the spheres that most, you know, that are juiciest to you? I was taught, you know, as I was studying as a life coach, and this resonated so deeply, that we already know inside what interests us, what moves us, and what would make us happy. And, you know, and that shows up as interests, as instincts, as things we want to engage in. And so those things are already there, and they're already calling us. And so it's up to us to raise our hand and say, yes, I'm here. I'm ready. I'd like my magic back. I want to take my power back, and I want to make this world a more magical place. And as we do that, we're not only bringing ourselves into the fullness of our experience, of our love, of our power, but we're modeling that to other people, and we're influencing them. So every person we touch, every person we walk by in the street, they're feeling our resonance, our vibration, and that helps uplift them as well. So this isn't just a gift for you. This is a gift for everyone, for the whole world, and we need it. You know, we need more light now.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And yes, sometimes there is this fear of like we said earlier, not being accepted. But it's like you said, like when we step into our power, we are becoming a role model for others, and it's like we are showing them that there are other possibilities, there are other ways to live our life and make it a magical experience, instead of maybe waiting for others to change and to feel safe then to step out. It's being an example to others, and like you said, this is a really big gift that we can offer to others.
Absolutely.
And also, when you said like there is a sphere calling us, so sometimes there are like not always, but sometimes we may feel that there are so many things that we feel drawn to and interested into, but also maybe it can create maybe a sort of confusion where to start, and this we don't have a lot of clarity what can be our first step, where we need to move next. So how can we live in the flow, even if we have like so many things that we want to do at once?
Yeah, one thing that I like to do in a situation like that where there are so many different pieces that are calling us is to notice where the call is strongest and what feels most juicy, most urgent, you know, and so to prioritize and pick out the thing that feels like this is the most interesting, most exciting, juiciest thing I could do. Because when we engage in those types of activities, we're actually fueling ourselves. It's like we're refilling our batteries. And so when we have that extra charge, then we end up with more energy that we can put towards, you know, those things that we want to do and those things that are part of our daily lives, our responsibilities, things that, you know, keep our lives ticking and in order, you know, in the way that we aspire for them to be. So by engaging in these spheres that are really calling us, we are fueling the rest of our lives and really our souls. You know, it's like when you fill up your soul, when you plug it into that universal battery, then you can do anything, you know, and then magic really shows up.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, when we choose like the strongest sphere that we feel called to, it doesn't mean that we will miss that we will miss something or we miss the other things that we love. But it's the way our life will unfold. Like we will understand that when we see more and more of the bigger picture, we understand how all of this is linked together, and also there is divine timing for everything. So, like you said, just we choose the strongest one, and then we flow. That's really beautiful. So, go ahead.
There's another piece about this which has to do with giving yourself permission, and this is something that I think had been keeping me from the sphere of magic for a while, because, you know, when I think of magic, my associations are, you know, illusionists, people who do magic tricks or, you know, things that are kind of not real but are made to invoke a sense of wonder, which is interesting to me as a spectator, but, you know, I never felt any desire to engage in it. And then there's, you know, the magic that's spelled with a K at the end, which is kind of the realm of people who engage you know, in witchcraft. And that always fascinated me, but when I started reading or kind of poking my fingers into it, it just didn't resonate. And it just felt like, okay, so like magic is really interesting to me, but I have no idea how to touch this topic because the two forms of it that I recognize, you know, aren't calling me. And so it was really a gift when magic retrievals were brought to my awareness by the Oversoul of Birds, because what they taught me is that magic is something that is every day, that everyone can engage in, and that speaks to everyone's unique selves, right? Like your show is called Your Divine Uniqueness. It's exactly that. That's exactly what magic is. So it's like we all have this spark and many sparks, you know, that make us us and that make the world better for having us in it. And so this is the kind of magic that I can really wrap my arms around, because this is the kind that helps people to step into their fullness of their power, of their being, and make the world a better place and have so much fun while doing it. So, like, to me, this opened up a whole different sphere and gave permission for me to engage in magic. And so, a question that listeners can take is, you know, what kind of permission do I need here? Where can I give myself permission to really open up something that is going to add a whole different layer of dimension and depth to my life, to my experience? And it is so worth giving yourself that permission to open up that gift. It's just, you can't even, like, project into the future how amazing things get, you know, how amazing things can feel from this point, but just knowing that it's like the key to a doorway of mystery and excitement and fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That was so beautiful. And Miriam, I would love if we can maybe do now the group process before we move to the Q&A.
Yep, absolutely. So something that I'm always coming back to in my work is the heart and tuning into the wisdom of the heart. So what we're going to do is everyone can take a moment to get really relaxed, find yourself in a comfortable place with your eyes closed. If you're driving, come back to this later. There's no need to do it now. And when you get into that comfortable space, you're going to notice where your awareness is. So oftentimes it's somewhere behind the eyes and the head. And so you can imagine your awareness as a stone or a marble. And you can invite that stone to drop down as if you just dropped it into water. And that stone that is your consciousness is going to drift down until it reaches the sphere of your heart. And so once you find yourself reaching that space of your heart inside your body, you'll feel a sort of click where you just kind of fall into this spot and your awareness expands. And there's more of a sense of feeling, of openness, expansion. And the heart is this really powerful place to connect in with. It really is the source of all wisdom. And so moving into your heart, what you're going to ask your heart is, what magic is calling me? What magic is waiting here for me? And really open up your awareness to receive whatever your heart's wanting to tell you about this. And noticing all of the different senses that you have, because sometimes we expect words and what we receive are images or emotions or sensations or sounds or a knowingness. So scan your awareness as you hold this question in your heart and see what arises. And honor and validate whatever's coming up. And if it's unclear what this means, ask for clarity. What do you mean by whatever's coming up? And you can ask if there is a gift of magic that your heart has for you, that it's holding for you. And just open up and notice what comes up. Maybe a feeling, maybe an image, maybe a word, maybe something else entirely. Whatever it is, just right. And bring that, whatever that awareness is that's come to you, bring it into your heart chamber and feel into it. This is the way we really engage with whatever gift is coming up. We integrate it by feeling it in the heart. And as you feel it, it becomes part of you. It becomes a new fluency that you've developed. It's like reading something, and then that information gets integrated into your mind, into your data storehouse. This is getting integrated into your energetic storehouse, your awareness, your resources, and your heart. And you can ask, how can I use this gift? And open up to whatever comes up in whatever form. And whatever answer you receive, in whatever form it comes, bring that into your heart for integration. You can ask the question, how do I use this? Open up. And pull that awareness into your heart. And if you have any further questions about this tool, this gift of magic, you can ask them at this point. Asking them into your heart. And those answers, bringing them back into your heart. To integrate. And finding gratitude, if this process feels like there's more to it, there's more information to be mined or experience to be had, you can always put this on hold and come back to it later. You can listen to the recording again, or just open up this space in your heart that you can feel now, that you've tapped into. You just drop back in. Now open the door again, and it will come back for you later. And finding gratitude for this gift, this awareness, this information that's been presented here by your heart, and dropping that gratitude into your heart, inviting it to spread and flow and fill your heart up. Saying thank you to this wise, connected part of you that has your best intentions at heart, literally. Sending that gratitude. And beginning to imagine what life will be like with this gift that you've been gifted. What can I do? What would I like to do with this? How can I bring more joy? How can I experience more joy? Beginning to lean into your future, having integrated this new piece of yourself, this homecoming piece of yourself. And bringing that into the awareness of your heart, of your mind, of what's possible in this life. And sending gratitude for that glimpse of possibility, and taking some deep breaths to integrate and enjoy the state that you've moved into. And when you're ready to begin returning to conscious awareness, you can wiggle your fingers and your toes feeling yourself inside your body. And you can slowly open your eyes and come back into your space. And by the way, while we'll be taking calls from people who are wanting magic retrievals or to ask questions, you can also call in if you received something here and it's not quite clear to you what, or if you have questions about it. We can also process what you've received through this guided gift retrieval on the phone. So feel free to call in for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was so profound. Really love the process. Thank you. Thank you so much, Miriam. The energy, it was very, so calm, and also I felt it's much more in top of my head. And the information I received, it was more maybe contributing in some way to bring in people together and to contributing into experiencing oneness. And also maybe that we can live a magical life that is based on passion, and for that just to follow each step at the time. I don't need to know everything in advance. It's just maybe be an example in what I create, and that can be really helpful. So that was the information I received.
That's beautiful, and it's so aligned with the work that you do, you know, in your life purpose of bringing people together and bringing their passion to life. And so what a gift to, enrich the work that you're doing and mm-hmm. to receive that calm and that confirmation that you're doing it and you're going to receive more support in your work.
Mm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much again, Miriam. And everyone, we would love to hear from you. If you want to share your experience or you have questions about your experience, you can share it on the webcast page. And also, if you want to experience the magical retrieval with Miriam, you can also raise your hand if you are on the web call on the phone, so you can press star 2. And also, again, if you are on the webcast, you can type in your questions there. And let's take our first caller. We have Malina from Poland on the web call. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank
I'm
you for taking my call. I received an image of a black raven during the meditation, and the raven is very special to me, and also hummingbirds. But I wanted to ask you for help. I've got a recurring rash, and it's really severe. Sometimes my face is literally wounded, especially around my mouth and my neck, and that's heavy. I sense that it's somehow connected with me or someone in my fractal or ancestral lineage being publicly shaming as a woman for either for sounding her truth or simply for being beautiful or independent, something like that. And I cannot heal it. I tried everything, and I cannot find a solution.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I heard that you were saying that you had wounding around your mouth and your throat, and I missed the first thing that you said about what it was diagnosed as or what you were calling it.
I think it's a rash. Rush. I feel it's the virus Epstein-Barr virus, and it's definitely connected with some sense of shame.
Yep. Okay. So what I'll just put out there is that I have a client who has right now, she receives burns on her face and light sensitivity through her eyes when she's exposed to strong light or the sunlight. And what I can say is that we've been going through weeks of kind of pulling out different parts of herself that are connected to this core wound of being afraid to receive light. And so sometimes a situation like this where there's something that, has been around a while and is entrenched can be kind of held by different parts of ourselves that have split apart due to trauma and are holding different beliefs about ourselves or emotions such as shame, which you pointed out. And so sometimes this kind of situation will require a lot more kind of ongoing work to pull out those beliefs and heal those parts of yourself holding them. That said, I believe that there's a reason for every person who gets through on the phone lines, and calls in for magic retrieval. And so what we can do is we can do a magic retrieval around this issue and see what comes forward to be added to your toolkit and ideally to address and relieve this situation for you, Marina.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. So you can hold your – actually, I'd like you to state an intention in terms of what you'd like to receive, what you'd like to receive from this magic retrieval.
Privately, or shall I say this?
If you can share it, that will be helpful.
I can. I want to fully embody my feminine power.
Wow. And I can feel the power of your words and what you just said. And so holding that intention, asking for all of your guides and helping spirits and healing guides to gather around you, all of your well ancestors who are able to support you in this intention of stepping fully into your feminine power. I'm calling on these helping spirits to bring back that piece of magic or energy that can help you to achieve that. Okay, so what I'm seeing, it looks like a snake, like a serpent, and at first it looked like it was kind of a frozen, like a statue version, and as I'm tuning into it, I'm seeing him start to unfurl, and I'm seeing his, kind of front extend out from the curled up part of the rest of him in back, and this serpent, the snake, is green in color. And so oftentimes when a symbol comes, there's the question of, okay, well, thank you for this magic, and what does this mean? And so asking the question of what is this? What is it for? Okay, and so an image that's coming up is that of binding. So I'm seeing that the serpent had like black ropes around it. These ropes almost seem like they were made of metal. They've got that kind of firm quality to them, that tightly woven quality. And so this was an energy that was bound up. And it is beginning to unravel, to unwind itself, to spread out and stretch into its full length. It's the take up space, as much space as it as it can when it fully stretches out and extends itself. And asking more about this symbolism, this magic. So the message that's coming through is that you have been bound up inside of yourself through no fault of your own, that this is a pattern that manifests in the collective consciousness for women in general and was running through your ancestry for women in your ancestry in specific. And if you're listening to the audio recording in the background, I'm going to ask you to mute it because I'm hearing some feedback so that you can hear me directly. And so, okay, so this is a pattern that the women of your ancestry have been holding, as you correctly intuited and shared. And it's a pattern of being bound. And so this snake that's coming back to you is showing the capacity to move out of bondage and to unfurl and to extend yourself into the fullness of your power. And the other piece that's being shown is that, you know, the connection to the symbology or the symbolism of the Garden of Eden, right? This time when, at least in our collective consciousness, the idea of a woman being responsible for the downfall of humanity through her curiosity and her desire, you know, her sensuality, her desire to taste, to use her senses to experience, fruit, to try something beautiful in this garden, women were demonized for that, right? When Eve took a bite of this apple that the snake told her about in the Garden of Eden, right? Like that was supposedly responsible for kicking us out of the garden and giving us, you know, a difficult life. And so this snake is coming back and making a reemergence and saying, we were bound up. Women were bound up by this. You know, snakes were bound up by this. And this is just a story. It's a story that was woven by people who had an agenda. You know, and there was a seed of truth in this story, as there is a seed of truth in everything, if you ask into its essence. But this story was woven specifically to gain power over women and over animals through fear. And those pieces and the fear, these are not authentic pieces. And so it's time to unfurl the past. It's time to spread out into the gloriousness of yourself. And so this is the meaning behind this gift, this magic that's come back. And so then the next question we ask when we have a magic retrieval is, how do I use this gift, this snake that's been given to me? And so let's tune into that. So what I'm feeling is it's actually this sensation of moving upwards and stretching up and out. And it's interesting and makes sense that it's actually following the path of Kundalini. So, Kundalini energy is depicted. It's an earth energy. It's a mother energy, a feminine energy, a wild, fiery energy. And it's depicted as a serpent that is curled up at the base of the root chakra, that first energy center at the tailbone of the body, like inside the kind of spinal area. And so what I'm feeling is this extension of this snake upwards and out through the crown. And I can feel pressure on the crown, but it feels like a pressure from within, as if this snake is unfurling and extending out. So this magic retrieval, this magic item is opening up your Kundalini and allowing it to rise into your full power. And often when we hear about Kundalini awakening, and I perform Kundalini awakenings for people, what we're talking about are, you know, tuning more into intuition, balancing masculine and feminine, and gaining more of our, you know, yogis who brought Kundalini to our awareness, they started talking about gaining more awareness of our kind of intuitive powers, psychic powers, ability to move matter, things like this. For you, these things may all apply, but in this particular case, this is about awakening to the fullness of your femininity and that universal feminine energy that is represented by the snake, by the kundalini, and that comes through the earth and up out of your crown. And so this gift is intended to awaken in you this divine feminine, which was exactly the intention that, well, very similar to the intention that you had for it. And so that's a beautiful response from the universe to give this. And let me just see if there's anything else about this particular gift and how it shows up for you before we install it for you. So the message that it's awakening the seeds of your potential is coming through. And it's bringing, again, my focus to the crown. And so this is going to awaken your crown chakra and your connection there, and that you're going to bring your awareness to that spot in your crown chakra to connect in to universal consciousness and this rising feminine consciousness in order to activate it. And so checking in with Spirit about how to install this for you. Okay, and so oftentimes, so a magic retrieval is similar to a soul retrieval or a power retrieval, which are a couple of shamanic tools in that usually they are blown into the body to be received, to be integrated. And oftentimes that place where they're blown in is the heart. For this particular one, what it's showing me is to blow it into the root chakra, which again makes perfect sense given the kundalini connection that's arisen here. And so with your permission, I will blow this serpent into your root chakra to awaken this magic inside of you. Does that sound good, Marina?
Thank you so much.
Marina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Was that a yes?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, here we go. And tuning into sensation in your body, tuning into awareness, tuning into any information that may be arising as this magic is integrated into your root chakra and extends itself outward through your crown. And asking that it serve your highest good and that it assist you in manifesting the powerful intention of awakening your feminine power in its fullness. All right, Marina, the process is complete. And sometimes following a shamanic process or energetic process like a magic retrieval, you may notice yourself a bit dizzy or tired. Your solution is to drink a lot of water and to rest as needed so that you can help to integrate the impacts, the effects of the retrieval.
Okay.
How are you? Yeah, how are you doing, Marina?
I'm overwhelmed with gratitude because I had spontaneous kundalini awakening more than 3 years ago, but it was really turbulent, and I will send you my art collage depicting kundalini awakening, and of course it's a snake there and a woman there, so it's like the last piece that I needed to retrieve. So that's I don't know how to express my gratitude for you. And everything you said resonated with me so deeply. I could feel it all. I understood it on the, you know, instinctual level. So thank you.
You are so welcome. What an honor.
Oh,
thank you.
I will write to you and will send you the picture of the collage. I think you should see it as my thank you.
I'd love to. Thank you, Marina.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Marina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Much love.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was so powerful. I really loved it. I love how you do the magic retrieval and the process that you took Malina through. So that was really fascinating. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. And I'll just say
it's a gift for me. Like this mm-hmm. for me is a way to engage in magic, to be part of healing, of transformation, and like every single time that I'm doing this, I feel like I'm receiving equally as much as I'm giving. It's just, it's beautiful. It's slow. It's magic. It's magical for me to experience it, and I love it. So I'm grateful for this opportunity with you, Monsef, and with Marina, and everyone else who is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. And so let's take a question from the webcast. We have Melissa from UK. She wrote about the process. Question about my heart gift. I felt heat around my heart space, and a small figure handed me a black, multifaceted stone crystal that I sensed is to do with the block I am so struggling with, preventing me stepping into my service. Felt it would slot into my heart space to deflect the block's energy. I would love some clarity, please. Thank you.
Wow. I mean, it sounds pretty clear. I guess I don't understand what the question is about. It sounds like you've been dealing with some darkness and that this crystal was gifted to you in order to deflect that darkness so that you can stay in an experience of light. So my question to you would be, what do you need clarified there? What is unclear? Because I'm not clear on what that would be. Unless you, Monsef, did you pick up what is unclear about that?
No, but Melissa, if you are still live with us, you can maybe write us the question, and then I will share it with Miriam.
Yeah, thank you. But that's so beautiful, like just the, you know, that whole imagery of what came through and what it meant. You know, these symbols are often just very appropriate right on. They just make sense intuitively. So it's beautiful that you shared that example. So thank you, Melissa and Monsef, for picking that.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. And I will wait for Melissa's answer. And now, before taking our second question from webcast or caller, I would love if you can take a time to talk about the package that you are offering, which include a 90 minutes, 1 hour and a half shamanic magic retrieval session with you, and a healing session, and also two other activations, which are Christ Crown and the past life release. I would love if we can talk a little bit about those. And I want to share the link for the page. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Miriam. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Miriam. MIRIAM. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. So Miriam, can you please talk about them?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I am offering is an hour and a half session, shamanic healing session. And this is the session that I offer to new clients, people who come to work with me in shamanic healing. And this is an extended session because, you know, this is an opportunity for you to really share what's been going on, what your aspirations are, what your intentions are, and so we can really open up some healing space and connect into, you know, all of your healing guides and power animals and those beings who are coming forward to support you in your healing intention. And what I will say about a shamanic healing session is, you know, as the practitioner, I'm the channel, and so I can't control what comes through. I can't, you know, manifest it. I can just ask for it. And so magic is a very strong possibility, especially when you bring the intention of coming through, of asking for a magic retrieval. There are other healing aspects that come back that are more traditional to the shamanic lineage, you know, and lineages that exist around the world for centuries, and those are soul retrievals. So one thing that shamans recognize that modern medicine does not yet recognize, but I'm hopeful that it will begin to, is that during a time of trauma, we often have this self-protective mechanism that kicks in where part of us splits off, you know, and freezes in time so that we don't have to go through that trauma or perceived trauma, which are essentially the same thing to the soul. And so we lose little bits of ourselves at different points throughout our lifetimes, and a soul retrieval brings those back so we can feel more ourselves, more whole and complete, and with it, like we're all there. You know, I've heard so many people say, I don't feel like I'm in my body. I don't feel like I'm fully here. And so soul retrievals can help you to bring that back. And so that's part of the shamanic healing session. Again, if there are soul parts that are kind of waiting, ready, willing to come back to you, then we can bring those back. There's also power retrievals as part of that session. And so we all have helping spirits, or, you know, many of us are aware of angels or the angelic realm, but also shamanic practitioners tune into those helping spirits from the animal and plant kingdoms. And so having those animals or plants come back to us as helpers can help to strengthen us in ways that are really very individualized towards the person who's showing up for healing. Just like Marina showed up, and she had, you know, this feminine, she wanted to step into the fullness of her feminine power. So whatever an individual's intention or path is, the power animal that will show up will be just right for that person. So the other day I had a client who loves the water and who is playful and fun, and the power animal that showed up for her was a dolphin, you know, and the dolphin was coming to amplify her sense of fun and playfulness and how to play tricks in a way where, you know, it doesn't hurt feelings and everyone's uplifted by the experience. And so power animals come and they mirror some aspect of our soul, and they help us to really strengthen ourselves and feel more supported in our daily lives. And there are other aspects of healing, you know, that are unique to the individual. But generally, I'm calling in your guides and your ancestors, and they are guiding the work and directing the work. And so that's an hour and a half session. And again, it's on the phone, unless you happen to be in Boston, in which case I'd be very happy to meet you in person. But the results are the same. Just like Marina was able to get her experience on the phone, it's much the same thing. So it doesn't really matter if you're in my office or, you know, in your house. It works the same. There are also two audio processes that Monsef mentioned that are part of the package. One of them is a Christ crown activation. But every time I talk about this, I feel the, like, little bit of irony of, like, having been brought up Jewish, you know, and, like, having no kind of religious connection to Jesus. And yet, you know, there I was on the beach of Israel in Tel Aviv, and Jesus came to me and, you know, presented me with this this crown. And when Jesus presented me with this crown, what it did was it flipped my chakras upside down, and he instructed me to ground into the sun and or in the sky and to ascend into the earth. And so what I've done here is I've recorded the essence of this activation that was given to me so that you can have this experience. And it's tremendous what happens when you shift your energetic center of gravity, because it opens up your field to release all of this excess stuff that's kind of been held in place by inertia or by gravity, and just open it up and allow it to shake off of your field. And so this really deepens the healing process that you'll receive through the session. And you can do it before the session to kind of open yourself up. And then the other activation that was provided in this package that you'll receive is a past life release. And so, you know, the vast majority of us have had many past lives and many experiences that we carry forward into the being that we are today. And many of those were beautiful and contribute to the wisdom and the richness of the resources that we have to provide. And many of them were also traumatic. And so, you know, if you are living with a condition that makes no sense, that kind of feels like it came out of nowhere, sometimes these are phobias, sometimes they're health patterns, moving into the past, the realm of your past lives, to find the root of it can be a really effective way to release it from its core. And I'm someone who always believes in going to the core of the matter, going to the essence or heart of the matter, to release things where they came from, so that I don't treat symptoms. It's not interesting to me. What I'm looking to do is pull out the weed from its root. And I say that, but also I'm noting the irony of that, because what we consider weeds in today's society oftentimes are really powerful healing herbs. And so recognizing also that these things that feel like plagues to us oftentimes open up a pathway for tremendous healing when we pull them out and recognize what was hiding underneath them or what the lessons were that we learned through them. So these are two tools, two energetic processes that can open up your potential to heal even more. So people who are looking to really step into the fullness of their power, release the weight that is keeping them from that, these three pieces combine to create that powerful experience for you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Miriam. Yeah, really grateful to you for offering those and for being available to our audience by offering the 90-minute healing session. And because really, like this session, they can go deep within and with your help. And really, again, I love the space that you hold when you work with others. And they can go deep within to connect with the parts of their soul that maybe they felt disconnected to, and connect to their inner magic again. So yeah, thank you so much for offering that. And also, I love that you are offering like different opportunities, like choices. They can choose the healing session, the kind of healing session they want to receive. So thank you, Miriam, for that. And also thank you for including the activations that can be used like before or after the sessions, like each time they feel guided to that, and they want to be in that space where they are connected deep within themselves. So thank you so much, Miriam, and everyone, I really encourage you and invite you to take advantage of the package and work one-on-one with Miriam. And you can do that on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Miriam, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Miriam, MIRIAM. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Beautiful. So, Miriam, can we take more questions?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah, we have a feedback from Melissa. She said, thank you. I guess I wasn't trusting my intuition around how to use the gift. Much gratitude. I'll deflect that doubt with the stone.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and what a beautiful other gift, right? Like a side part of a gift, which is to trust your intuition. Yeah. You know, it came through, and it was beautiful, beautiful message, beautiful tool. So enjoy it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Melissa, and thank you, Miriam. So let's see, we have a caller. It's Jennifer from Maine on the web call. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Hi, Monte. Hi, Miriam. Thanks for taking my call. It's been great so far. I would love a magic retrieval. I'm in a bit of a midlife transition, and I'm really unsure of what the next chapter looks like for me. And it's been this way for months and months. And I think it would be really helpful if I could strengthen my connection to my higher self and my guides, and maybe a magic retrieval would help that.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so if you were to state your intention for in receiving this magic retrieval, what would it be?
I would like to strengthen my intuitive gifts.
Okay, beautiful. And so calling out to your helping spirits and guides to provide a gift of magic that will assist you in strengthening your intuitive gifts. Okay, so what I'm seeing is a swan, and it is really interesting because I can see it gliding on the water, and it's actually like I can't see its beak, you know, like everything else is really unique, you know, kind of your typical swan, beautiful, white, feathered, you know, this kind of stripe on the eye, but there's no beak. And so asking what this swan, and I can also feel it kind of swimming into my left side of my body, and it's just kind of disappearing in there. And so asking what this swan is about. Okay, so the image I'm getting now of the swan is that of its eyes, and like this tremendous like capacity to see. I can see like it's showing me kind of this tunnel where the eyes are receiving information and also able to focus, to like laser focus down this kind of tube to where it can see. And so this is about receiving information visually. So that would align with the clairvoyant sense of intuition. And so asking what else the swan is wanting to share. Okay, and so now I'm beginning to see like the beak of the swan forming. And the message that is being carried in the you know, kind of no beak and then present beak of the swan is that, you know, in the initial stages of receiving intuition, which looks like it will primarily come through the sense of clairvoyance, of clear seeing, that this is not about sharing what you're receiving. It's about honing that skill. It's about tuning in and noticing it and really connecting in and building a relationship with that experience. The other thing that's notable about how it's showing up is it kind of looks like a tunnel from the eyes of the swan outwards. And so, you know, tunnels in shamanic practice are the way that we move between worlds, the way we move between, you know, the conscious waking world, the ordinary world, into the non-ordinary world of spirit. And so this tunnel that the swan is providing you is a pathway into that realm of clairvoyance, of intuition, of receiving information from spirit. And so again, the message is, it's not for you to share it as you're developing the skill. This is something to keep to yourself, as if you didn't have the capacity, as if you didn't have a mouth to share it, just to experience it. And then what I'm starting to see is that the, you know, as the swan gets its mouth back, it's still, it's holding its head downwards in this kind of shy way, like a like it's not yet speaking much. So when you, like, once you've developed that relationship, still be very kind of gradual about the way that you roll out that gift into the world, because this is something that's meant to develop intimately between you and that gift, just like, you know, a romantic relationship. It's for you and that, you know, that experience, to have that experience and to hold it close to your heart before you start going public about it. For some reason, this is showing up for you specifically. And so asking what more there is about how to use this gift. So I'm being shown the right eye of the swan, and they're showing it very close, kind of up front, like I'm looking right at it, and they're showing it looking around. And so so the practice that's being recommended is to tune into the vision of your right eye, and start to perceive, you know, kind of, you could even close your left eye and start to look around and start to connect in with your intuitive senses of what's possible. And what this is reminding me of is a practice, again, a shamanic practice that you can use of kind of looking through one eye in the auric field of a person. And that's what he means by looking around. So you're looking kind of around the person and receiving information from the aura of that person. And so you can do that with a person, you can do that with a tree, a house, you know, a piece of paper that has, you know, like a contract, whatever you want to look at. But basically, to go unfocused, to use primarily your right eye and to look into the auric field surrounding that that thing that you're looking to extract information from. And asking how we can gift this to you, how it wants to be received. Oh, and they're saying I missed something about, like, the image, communicating something about the way the image showed up. So the swan moving into the body, you know, that it was kind of, this is going to integrate into your whole body. It's going to be a kind of a full body experience, and it's going to come in on the left side. And so I always have to do this. The left side crosses over to the right brain. Okay, so that makes perfect sense. So the right brain is the creative, open brain where we receive intuition. And so it's coming into the left side of the body. And so that's kind of how it's going to integrate initially. And so how can we gift this to you, into your body, into your energy field? Okay, so the swan is showing me to blow it into two places, and the first is your third eye, and the second is your solar plexus. And so these connect to, you know, your intuitive sense and also your sense of self. And this may connect with that piece of information for you, which was not to share this yet, to kind of integrate it into who you are before you very slowly start going public about it. And so with your permission, I will blow this swan into your third eye and your solar plexus. Is that okay, Jennifer?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. And so tuning in to sensations that may be arising in your body, to any awareness that may be arising as this swan is integrated into your energetic field and your greater awareness. And thanking all of the beings, all of the guides and helping spirits who gathered around and supported you in receiving this magic retrieval together, and giving gratitude to you for stepping forward to ask and to receive. And so how are you feeling, Jennifer?
I feel great. Yeah, it was actually really uplifting. I just feel, I don't know, a sense of possibility, and it's kind of exciting in a way. Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like it was so simple, but just I feel really energized by it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. It's an honor.
Yeah, of
great.
Enjoy.
Thank you,
Matt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
Much love. Again, that was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Miriam. And
you're welcome. I think it's really interesting that these two magic retrievals have both been animals. Because, traditionally I associate animals with power retrievals, and like, you know, this is your power animal and you're going to work with them and they're going to strengthen you and all of this stuff. And I've actually never before today seen a power magic retrieval with an animal. But it just goes to show that magic retrievals can come in any form, and it's all about kind of the symbolism and how that speaks to the individual. And I didn't even touch upon with Jennifer, but, you know, the swan, the kind of the associations with the swan, stories about, you know, the ugly duckling who kind of grew into a swan and stepped into the fullness and grace of their power. So there's so much here. I mean, magic retrievals, you know, I find them endlessly fascinating and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Miriam. And so, yeah, we have here a question from Anna from Montreal. She said, I feel a calling in shamanism. I've been taking classes and I love my drum that I've made, but there is a fear that blocks me from going further in any aspect of shamanism, and it upsets me. I don't know how to move forward. Any suggestions?
Yeah, so oftentimes these types of irrational fears come up from past life experiences. So, you know, you may have been demonized or killed in a past life for being a shaman, you know, and also having had a past life as a shaman would also call to you in this life, right? Like there'd be, oftentimes there will be an interest there because it's like the carrying forward of a lineage of a practice that you've already been a part of. And so when the irrational fears come up, I always look to past lives because these are the places where we hold trauma that our conscious mind isn't always aware of that may hold us back from engaging in those practices today. And so, you know, that's something that we can explore together. If you sign up for a package, we can, you know, or you know, book a session, we would go to the source of what that thing is that's holding you back and begin a dialogue with it. Oftentimes, a part of ourselves that, you know, experienced trauma took on a role as a protector of ourselves so that we wouldn't get into that situation again. And that part needs to know that that is the past and it's no longer the reality and you're in a totally different situation. And so that part gets liberated to take on a different role. And, you know, if this role that they're playing is tiresome and, you know, draining to us, then it's also tiresome for that part of ourselves that got stuck in that pattern. And so the beauty of this process is not only is it freeing you up, but it's freeing up that part of yourself to step into its truth and power. And so when you liberate that part of yourself, that can come back into your fullness as, you know, maybe an interest or a particular strength that wasn't accessible to you before because it had crystallized into this self-protective role. And so there, you know, these things, again, modern medicine and therapists and, you know, the kind of standard world that you would go to get trained through the mainstream as a healer, they don't yet understand this, but it's starting to become more accessible and more clear. And so the more that people engage with these tools and get results, and the more that healers put out their information about how to receive these results and make them accessible to the mainstream, which I hope to do, the more relief there is, the more clarity there becomes about these issues that seem really strange, but, you know, they're pretty straightforward in my experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Miriam. And thank you, Anna. Miriam, we have one of our audience. We don't have her name. She's asking if these healings work for the whole group or just for the individual caller.
If she means the process, that was for the whole group. For the individual, for the two people who, you know, received magic retrievals, I would say that those were personal to the individuals, but also as the individuals step into their power and receive that magic radiates out to everyone. So, you know, we are all part of this collective community, you know, together on this call. And before this call, I called upon everyone's, you know, guides and helping spirits to gather around and form a healing circle where everyone could be uplifted for the highest good. And so I believe these two callers who received the retrievals today were chosen for a reason. You know, and so if their reason for calling, their intention resonated with you, of stepping into the feminine fullness of your power, or, you know, stepping into that connection to intuition, then I receive, you know, I believe we're all receiving benefits from them and connection to these two gifts that were received. And so if it resonated with you, I would intend to, you know, pull that into your experience more fully. You know, you could even intend to bring those two gifts into your chakras, wherever they were blown in, and take that on for yourself as your own gift and see what happens. It's all part of the great mystery.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you, Miriam. And we have a question from Min from San Diego. Hello, Miriam. I am finally stepping forward as a psychic medium. I am having my first public event this weekend, but I am excited but scared at the same time. I am also a bit scared to open myself up to souls who have passed instead of just the angelic realm. Thank you.
To souls who have what? Passed?
Who have passed. I think passed away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Instead of what?
Instead of just the angelic realms, angels.
I see. Yeah. So congratulations on stepping out. It's a huge, you know, it's a big deal. It's a huge achievement. It can be, you know, we all carry the weight of all sorts of, you know, past lives where this wasn't okay, you know, whether we had them individually or whether we just experienced it through the collective consciousness. So a lot of fears can come up around this kind of thing. And so, you know, I always like to check in with my body. Where is this fear happening? Who's holding on to it? And what can I do to help them to release it so they can step into the fullness of the present moment and of their power? And so this is something that I love to help people through. The other piece that you mentioned is the fear of opening up to the, you know, to the realm of the deceased as opposed to just the angelic realm. And that is a big leap. And I would say as you're starting out, it helps to protect yourself, to ground yourself and protect yourself energetically. And, you know, if you work with guides and helping spirits shamanically you know, those are used to protect yourself from kind of the astral realm, the spirits that can float out there and, you know, kind of aren't all as evolved as those in the angelic realm. So you want to call upon protectors to assist you because that can only help. But I really wish you the best of luck and enjoyment in your event this weekend. That's really exciting.
Beautiful. Thank you, Maya. And thank you, Min. And congratulations for your event. And I also wish you all the best. Miriam, we still have 5 minutes left. Can we take one more question?
Sure.
And do you prefer from the webcast or a caller?
Either way. I mean, we don't have time for a full magic retrieval, but, you know, we could certainly take a caller or a webcast question. I'll let your intuition guide.
Okay. Maybe a caller. Maybe a quick question. Let's see. We have a caller from Whitehall, phone number ending with 6777. Hello?
Hi. Hi, Mansaf.
Hi.
Hi, Miriam. This is Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Hi, Destiny.
Destiny's calling. I love that.
I guess I'm not sure what to really ask for, but I can tell you of what I feel has been happening. I feel like either, well, like a curse or an ill intention has been put upon me because I keep getting entity attacks like every other day. And I'm not sure what to do about this. I've done candle rituals. I've did a lot of clearing on entities. Literally every other day I'm clearing entities, and it's like more than one, which that's what's leading me to believe that somebody's sending it to me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just wondering if you could... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, tell me what you were wondering, and then...
I'm wondering... if that's what's going on, because if not, I'm going crazy because every other day I am having to clear entities from my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe somebody's sending them to me.
Mm-hmm. So.
And I think I know who it is.
Okay. So, yeah. So I would trust that and honor that. And what I can tell you is that I've learned from experience in trying to help people who are being attacked that I am a lover, not a fighter. So I am not the person to assist with curses, active curses. Kind of old ones from lifetimes ago, those tend to be easy to lift because there's no one, you know, there's no intention, active intention behind it. There is
right.
a sorcerer. There's a sorcerer who I work with who's very effective at removing curses and binding the abilities of the person who is sending them. And so if you connect with me offline, you can connect with me through my website, miriamjkatz.com, or you can send it through Monsef. I'm happy to get you that resource. And again, anyone else who feels like they may be attacked, I'm sure this call is coming through for a reason. I'm happy to share that resource as well. I'm not sure if you would want me to, share, you know, broadcast this information
it
on,
seems to be
on this call.
Like since I started awakening, as soon as I started awakening, it's just like, whoop, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right. Thank
yeah.
you, Miriam. I will definitely send you an email or send Monsef an email and get that source. That would be helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome.
There's going to be a lot more of us. You know, there's going to be a lot more of us awakening. I just don't want anybody else to have to go through this because, wow, you literally feel like you're losing your mind, you know?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you, Destiny. And, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Miriam. This was wonderful. And really thank you for everything. That was really, really a special call with you. I really love this, like every part of it. Thank you for what you shared in the beginning and also for the group process. That was really profound. And also love the journeys that you did, the magical retrieval journeys you did with our callers. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Miriam.
Thanks for the opportunity, Mantep. I always love talking to you. I love the warmth and the spirit that you bring, the caring that you bring to your calls, to your work. And so it's a joy to be part of that with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, so everyone, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with us your beautiful energies and your presence with us. Really thank you for that. And also, if you feel guided to work one-on-one with Miriam, you can do that on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Miriam, yourdivineuniqueness.com. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Miriam, M-I-R-I-A-M. Or you can simply click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. And you will have 1 hour and a half, a shamanic healing session, plus the Christ crown activation and the past life release. And yeah, again, really thank you for your presence and energy. And I'm sending you so much love and see you on the next call. Oh. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.